Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
Well, here's how you start the day. I have a list here from BuzzFeed of words that are actually kind of highbrow. They're good vocabulary words.
Uh-huh.
Each of these would be difficult in a spelling bee. But when you say them out loud, mm-hmm. because all of us have an inner 10-year-old, they yes. sound a little dirty. They sound a little inappropriate. They sound like the kind of thing that makes you go, when it gets said in class. And here to say them out loud is intern Vinny as Elmo from Sesame Street.
Okay.
Hi, Elmo.
Sea puss. That would be a strong seaward current or a riptide. Sea puss.
Elmo was caught in a sea puss.
You see what I mean? This is a nautical term, but it sounds... How about an ulva? The strange-looking dangly thing, you know, the back of your throat. Your ulva.
That's a uvula.
Oh, uvula.
So should I say ova or uvula?
It's uvula. That's okay, how it's pronounced.
Okay.
Elmo's got your uvula.
Say it the other way, Elmo. Uvula.
Elmo's got your uvula.
That's not right.
How about a piloerection? That's the word for when your hair stands up at the back of your neck, you know, like goose pimples.
Elmo loves balloons, except when the piloerection comes. Elmo want to give you a balloon.
Turtis Maximus.
Mr. Noodle, is that your Turtis Maximus?
How about when you get chest pain? Angina. Stay focused, Elmo.
Elmo's got an angina.
Arsehole.
Sometimes Elmo thinks people are arseholes.
Arsenic-based organic compound.
You didn't use it the right way.
Whoops.
Galactic bulge, often considered to be the center of the galaxy made of older stars.
Elmo loves looking into space on the giant galactic bulge.
And don't forget coming tonight. That's the brownish mineral made mostly of iron and magnesium named after a town in New England.
What is that?
So Elmo's actually from the East Coast in a little town called Coming Tonight.
And how about your tailbone? That's what we commonly call it. It's your...
Oh, Elmo bummed my coccyx.
How's your voice holding up?
That's good.
Okay.
It's natural for me.
Well, that's a pretty good... That's really good, Vinny.
Like I don't know how good it is. I feel like we all think it's good, but I'm not sure the listeners do.
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Just don't pull Elmo by the little tag on his butt, okay?
No, Elmo doesn't want that.
It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. Welcome to Monday, January the 24th. I had to double-check the calendar. January 24th, 2022. Everybody have a good weekend?
Yeah.
I mean,
kinda
no
low
arrests, so that's good.
No rest?
No arrests.
Oh, no arrests. Yeah. That's different.
We did use handcuffs, but there were no arrests. So.
Oh, gosh.
Not in our house, come on.
Well, can I mention something?
Sure.
That's weighing on my head. We received a... offer, not to leave the show, but to have another station pick up the show, okay?
Right.
Now, I know that sounds strange, but what they wanted to do is basically have us send a tape, but it's an MP3 of our show, and then they would use bits and pieces of it with their own music and run it on this station.
I mean, that's not strange. That happens. Ryan Seacrest does that for he's on a million different stations.
I know. It's not strange to us, but I think to the average person, they might not realize that sometimes radio stations do this.
Right, right.
But like, have you ever heard an old, you hear Casey Kasem on the radio somewhere and you're like, I thought he was dead.
Right.
Well, he is dead.
Right.
They just run the old tape and play new commercials and new whatever, right?
What's
new
that sound forecast. Like?
I'm Casey Kasem and I'm eating words. But here's a weird thing. This is someone, a good working relationship, someone I've known a long time. So
sure.
We're having this discussion, and he says, well, I don't know if this would work, but because it's a country station. I said, it's a country station? Okay. I mean, I've been on country stations before.
Yeah.
I said, listen, we have a show, so if you want to run it. But, I don't know how it's going to work with playing country music. It's not like I'm going to, hey, y'all, it's news from Nashville. We're your country cousins, Robbie and Rochelle. And so I bring this to you guys and I say, what do we do here? What do you think? Should we do this? And you say, well, maybe we just we use our alter egos or evil twins. Hey, where are our country cousins, Ronnie and Michelle?
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
And here's our third cousin, Vince, with one tooth.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the party.
Sounds like a terrible idea, doesn't it?
It's a terrible stereotype of people who listen to country music.
I got friends in low places. There's probably people that listen to the show, but also listen to country music sometimes.
Absolutely. Well, country music now is not, I mean, it's basically pop music.
And we probably play some songs here that would be considered country songs. So.
I've talked about how much I hate Casey Musgraves before, so that would work for that format.
And how stupid you think Sam Hunt is.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's hot, but he's just not the smartest.
He's got no brain up there. So.
The hot ones are always the dumb ones.
Don't you know it, Ben? Don't you know it? Well, so.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work because we don't.
I hope it works out. I'll take the country cash.
Yeah, no, I think it would be fine. I mean, we don't ever talk about anything super specific pertaining to music, I guess. I don't know.
It's funny you guys mentioned that you might have that opportunity because I was actually, someone came to me and they asked if I would be willing to do a sports show. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's in Thailand. I realized it was a scam.
Oh, really?
I'm so sorry, man. That makes me sad for you.
You must have been so excited.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
That's so random.
What a catfish. Because I started to feel bad because Vin, you know, got into this whole business wanting to be a sportscaster.
Yeah.
And somehow he ended up with us. Mm-hmm. But that would have been a great opportunity. Well, that, you know, that made me feel bad for a second.
I am catfishing someone, though, and telling them I'm Chris Berman.
What?
What?
Do you know Chris Berman?
Yeah, I know who Chris Berman is. What does this mean?
What does that even mean? You're so random today.
I don't know.
So you're talking
to
a person online.
You're like actually doing that?
No, it's another joke.
Oh, so you just catfished us again.
It's not. Yes. This is not funny. What is happening?
This is stressing me out a little bit. This
fun
whole
for me.
This whole conversation is stressing me out.
I don't understand why you're saying that.
I don't know. I'm just bored.
Would you be interested in doing a country show? I mean,
don't know anything about country, but yeah.
He doesn't care.
A lot of music is not, I mean, it's not. Especially the country now is really not.
But remember, we wouldn't be doing a country show. They want to run our tape of us doing and put it in between country songs.
I guess it works.
I
don't know.
Thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. She said, she said. Here we go.
It's he said, she said.
Let's talk about boobies. Here we go. I mean, I don't know how that's going to work. You think this junk is real? I mean, this is the kind of stuff we do. I don't know. Aren't country listeners wholesome, you know, God-fearing people? So
I don't think so.
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever seen anything on CMT? I don't think so.
Fake news.
Have you seen Maren Morris's outfits? It's not so wholesome.
Well, okay. So maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't.
Maybe it will. We'll see.
I'll keep you posted on that.
Sounds good.
All right, a fresh new week. Lots going on, so let's hop right to it. Thanks for sending these in to the old CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. I know I talked about this before, but we used to have a jingle for this, and I don't know. I thought it sounded a little chilly.
A little chilly?
A little cheesy, rather.
Oh, okay. Are you cold right now?
No, I'm fine.
It was cheesy.
That sounded like a Freudian slip of some kind.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a little cheesy, because sometimes these are charity events and things like that. So
I get that.
I haven't used it for a while, but I do feel like we need a little more schnaz.
Pizzazz.
A little more pizzazz, a little more show business.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Remember I was saying we should get the CBB, but I don't know.
That
I
feel seems weird, too.
I feel like we need something. So maybe we could get a celebrity to do an introduction to the CBB. I don't know who we could get, but
you'd have to have a celebrity that does like charitable things, or it doesn't really make sense.
You know
sense.
Who we get? We get Sally Struthers. Remember, she used to do all those PSAs.
Vaguely, but yes, that was so random.
For just $5 a day, you could support hungry DJs like Robbie and Michelle.
Like Sarah McLachlan? What's she doing?
Well, that might be a little bit too much of a bummer.
Oh, okay.
So.
But she's just announcing it. She's not like singing.
Let's be honest, we can't get either one of them.
You don't think we could get Sally?
We're going to get like the bass player for A Flock of Seagulls. Asbury Park Valentine's Bazaar, much like this whole discussion, is happening at the Asbury Hotel on Saturday, February the 12th from noon to 5, so mark your calendars, tell Siri. Shop local regional vendors selling handcrafted jewelry, art, home goods, and chocolates for your Valentine's Day sweetheart. AsburyParkBazaar.com for all the details. Let's be honest, the chocolates are for you, okay?
Hey, what's yours is mine.
Ice skating and winter fun is happening at Pier Village's iconic ice rink in Long Branch. Rink admission, skate rentals are available for purchase online anytime or in person at the ticket booth and skate shack on Festival Plaza during all normal operating hours through February 28th. So the end of next month, it's flightonice.com for more. And if your kid has braces, bring them along. You'll be able to see the shadow of the Boss transmitting tower. I hear the radio station right through their mouth.
So. Stop it.
We'll have Bad Boy Neff, our engineer, get right on that for you.
Oh.
I can hear the radio station on Kyle's teeth.
Snapology of Monmouth County is hosting Parents Night Out. It's happening Friday night, 6 o'clock. Kids will take part in Lego building projects and games with friends. A pizza dinner also provided. What a night. Snapology Monmouth on Facebook. Just search them to sign up and get more. And check out all our events as the boss is on tour all the time. 1071theboss.com. There's a couple things we thought you needed to know this morning. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. We have to bring this up because I want to post this picture that Vinny shared on his social media. He was kind of teasing me that I was turning into one of these old fuddy-duddy, one of these grizzly veterans of the radio business on DJ Day last week. Mm-hmm. Every DJ I know posted a picture of themselves, you know, back in the 70s, 80s, whatever. And I posted a picture as well, a current selfie here in the studio in front of the microphone I'm speaking to you through right now. Well, Vinny says, I'm not going to do it. Well, then he does post his picture. He's wearing aviator glasses. He's got spiky hair. He's got a thumbs up going. And I said, man, that's a cringy picture. He said, it is a cringy picture. I said, then why did you go ahead and post this picture? What is the story behind this picture?
Not only did he say it was a cringy picture, he posted it to his story with the caption, found this gem on my camera roll, and then put the cringe scale so that people could go and vote.
The cringe scale.
How cringy this photo is.
Scale of 1 to 10. What is the story behind this photo?
So that photo probably could have been used for my 10-year difference or whatever, because I was about 10 years ago in middle school, early high school, maybe.
Got a sweet faux hawk going.
Yeah, that faux hawk was on me for a while. I had that faux hawk for a few years.
You look like the kid with the mohawk from Cobra Kai.
No, he doesn't.
A little bit.
He wishes.
A little bit.
Less cooler.
Minus
less
the
cooler.
Muscles, you know.
Yeah, exactly. How do I say this and take it easy on myself? I was just a real try hard for attention. Especially just in middle school, early high school, want everyone to like me, thought it was cool, and I would post stuff like that, thinking that's what people were interested in.
Listen, if it makes you feel any better, they didn't have selfies when I was 13 years old, okay? There right, wasn't such right. a thing. And you really, you know, we tease you, but he really has not changed at
no,
all.
No, he hasn't.
Between 13 and now 23.
Whoa. Yes, I have, ladies. I've changed.
He's got a mustache now.
That's right. He's got a porn stash is what he's
yeah,
got.
Yeah, that's what he has. This picture, though, I have to say, for a 13-year-old guy, I feel like you were probably, I mean, you were probably pretty popular with the girls, no?
Oh, I peaked at that age.
You were very cute. Like, I mean, you look like if Lola showed me a picture of a boy that looked like this. That's
and since she had a crush on him, you'd
be like, okay, he's cute. I get that. I understand.
Would you have had a crush on his style when you were a young girl? Would that have
Maybe.
Been your style?
Yeah, he's cute.
Wow, this is so strange.
He looks
See,
cute.
Now,
the problem is he looks the same. So, yeah, like,
exactly. Right.
You know what I mean?
Looking at that picture, though, the perfect word to explain it is F-boy.
Yeah, that's exactly what you
would
have been.
Like a pool boy. Like a,
No, that's not F-boy. What that means.
Not pool boy. No.
But isn't that what people have a pool boy for? To be an F-boy?
No.
No, that's like a term that was used. Like, you know how Lola talks about her aesthetic? That was like an aesthetic when you were in high school and stuff. He's the F-boy.
I'm going to go ahead and guess also that you bought those aviator glasses at Spencer Gifts at the mall. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And they were crooked on my face.
They are a little crooked. And I love that you can see that you're taking a selfie in the picture in your sunglasses. Like, it's so good. I think he actually has your iPhone 3 that you were mentioning before in this picture.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love that. I got to tell you.
I would, love that phone.
I would start an Instagram page just with zoomed in pictures where people don't realize that you can see the reflection in their sunglasses.
You have a couple of those on your Facebook, and I can see the woman who took your picture.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You've got one in front of a My Fair Lady poster, and you can see, like, red flowing hair off to the side. I'm like, well, I know who you went and saw that with.
Who could that be?
That was number two.
Uh-huh.
I got to tell you, right now, I'd like to take an apple peeler to my skin.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm sure.
Just take all this suit of skin off and disappear, okay?
Honestly, if I could go back in time, though, I would go back and beat that kid up just to knock him down a
peg. Come
on.
Let him know, hey, man, it's not going to be how you think it is.
Yeah.
It's not happening for you.
You're not scoring any ladies with the sweet aviators.
Poor Vinny.
Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. We got quite a bit of email. People asking, is Rochelle okay? I think everybody's hypersensitive these days with the pandemic going on. Mm-hmm. Anytime someone goes, I don't know what that was, but anytime someone's getting a tickle in their throat or a little sniffle, everybody's like, oh my God,
yeah.
You know, are you dying? Mm-hmm. So, and of course, there's been so much horrible celebrity news with everybody from Meat Loaf to Louis Anderson to Betty White over the past week here.
Oh, gosh.
You know, kind of a bummer. But Rochelle is fine. She had two things going on, though.
Yeah.
She's had, I think you pulled your back out. Or you aggravated your back and then you pulled it out because you took the kids to the water park.
Yeah.
Not that long
ago.
Yeah,
something like that.
And right at the same time, and I think, because I'm kind of skeptical of some of these water parks, I think you might have gotten a bacterial infection.
Yeah, it's something
from being
something
in the water with, you know, 50 million people. You had kind of a belly thing going on for Dare. So you missed, for the first time ever, you missed a show last week. Well, anyway, you're just fine. And the bigger issue now is the back is still sore and still giving you trouble. If you move the wrong way, all bets are off.
Yes.
You're vacuuming, twist the wrong way, we got a problem. Yes. You stand up from the couch, twist the wrong way, sleep the wrong way, we got a problem. Okay.
And it like radiates from my hip down into my leg. So I don't know if it's like sciatica or like what is going on.
And you can only do tequila and Motrin so many nights before your liver gives out, okay? So she went to an orthopedic specialist.
Yeah.
And boy, did he send you home feeling good. You've now gone twice to this guy. Now what is it? What do they do? Do they oil you up like a massage?
No. He's actually like a sports chiropractor. He is a doctor, though. And so you go.
Oh, God.
Well, see, I don't ever go to the doctors for anything. So I don't know how these things work.
You have medical issues. What do they oil you up?
Oil me up. No, so
well, he's not an MD per se, so I'm not sure.
I mean, he's a doctor. I mean, he's a medical doctor. He's not just a, you know, he didn't just go to like a 6-week class and call himself a minister or something.
I didn't say that.
But he's a foot doctor? He's not a real doctor.
Wait a minute. What are you going to get podiatrists? Leave them out of this.
No, but you go in, I laid on like the chiropractor table, which has like, it almost does look like a massage chair.
That's what I'm saying.
But all of the pieces move so that they can crack and move and readjust. But he actually put like these electrodes on my back.
Now, what does that mean?
So they're like these little sticky things and they actually.
Like a suction cup?
Kind of. They're sticky, sort of, and they create like an electronic pulse in your body, and he can actually turn it up. So he's basically zapping me to create blood flow in my back. Yeah. So he's telling me. So he's like,
it's alive.
Here's side one, and you
more power, Igor.
And he would turn it up. He kept cranking it, and I was like, oh, I think that's good because you can. I mean, you can feel. It feels like you're getting shocked. That's what it feels like.
Well, you are being shocked.
Right.
So he's not, kneading your back with his thumbs like a.
He did this first so that he could like, you know, make.
I got to tell you, if I had a problem with my back and he's like, I'm going to zap you with electrode, I am out of there.
It felt like it hurt, but it felt good at the same time.
Are you in just a bra when this is happening, by the way?
No, I had my shirt on.
Okay, good.
I had my shirt on.
Because I don't know how comfortable I feel.
No.
Here's what we're going to do. Take off your top, and now I'm going to zap you with an electrode.
No. It's not. It's a doctor's office. It's not a masseuse.
Like the sexy monster mash.
Stop it. Okay. No, I just, he adjusted my back, and I really did. I stood up, and I was like, wow, I feel so much better. He's like, now listen, take it easy because I know you feel better now, but it's not gone. So right.
That's so
relax.
Weird. Vinny, you ever been to one of these people? It's weird to me.
No, actually, you know what? I did have to go to a kind of a foot specialist when I had a stress fracture running track like freshman year of high school.
Yeah, I mean, it really does help.
I tell you, my parents, when I was a kid, used to take me to the doctor for every kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because now I don't take very good care of myself, I'll be honest.
Right.
Okay, I don't go to the doctor. But when I was a kid, any little thing I would go. So I had a skin doctor, I had an ear, nose, and throat, I had an allergist, my favorite doctor, and I would like to go see one again. It was a wonderful experience. He put this suction cup in my ear and pulled out the earwax from deep. Now, I know that sounds gross, but I got to tell you,
was a doctor?
Yes, of course it was a doctor. It was the nicest feeling in the world.
Doctor?
It sounded
candle
like you're
making person.
Candle making person.
In a cottage in the woods.
All right. Just saying, I never go. Well, here's the craziest part of all of this.
Yeah.
We're always looking for a new place to live because we're renting all the time. This guy is renting a 3-bedroom house.
Yes.
For a great price.
Yeah. So we just got to talking and he was.
While he's zapping your ass with electrodes.
And so he was saying that he's getting married in May, which happens to be the same month that our winter rental is up.
And the fiance says, listen, we're getting rid of the bachelor pad,
right,
big guy.
Exactly.
You and your electrodes.
He has a 3-bedroom townhouse that he's looking to rent that they just renovated. I was like, sign me up. But I don't know if he was serious. So I think I have to keep going back. Like, even if my back doesn't hurt.
I see.
Because I want to make sure we get this.
He's like, well, gee, it looks like you're all back to shape. Nope, hook me up. Also, here's my credit score. And Vinny, it's a 3-bedroom, so listen, that means there's a room for you,
that's
big
right.
guy.
Yeah. Hey, there we go. Robbie, I can just imagine you saying, all right, I hope he makes you feel better. Not too good, though.
Great. And she's wearing stiletto heels, pumps to the chiropractor. I'm like, there's your back problem right there. Got a little mini feature here we could call today in celebrity breakups.
Uh-oh.
We were just talking about her the other day because they got a new biopic coming out. Sad news for Pamela Anderson getting divorced again. This is split number 5 for Pam.
At what point do you realize that it's your fault?
A marriage is just not for you. Listen, that's probably true. Some people are just not the marrying kind, you know?
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you've got to realize that these relationships are not working out, and you are the cause of it.
I used to think that I was not the marrying kind. I think it just takes the right person.
Sure.
Maybe she hasn't met the right person.
Maybe that's it. She keeps trying, though.
Yeah. This one lasted longer than some of the others. It lasted about a year. She's married to her bodyguard, Dan. They got married back Christmas 2020, so that's 13 months.
Okay.
She was married to Tommy Lee. That's the one that they're making the movie about.
Yeah.
Remember they had the sex tape and all that?
Didn't she marry someone twice?
She married Rick Solomon twice.
Okay.
I've heard of him. I think he's a director or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just remember she married the same person
twice. Movie producer John Peters. I did not know that. He was the guy that did Wild Wild West and a bunch of movies.
Okay.
Kid Rock. She was married to him for 4 months.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. And that's weird.
That's a lot of HPV going on right there, don't you think? And hepatitis and all kinds of things.
Nasty. But
also, gross. Martha Stewart is responding to an old story that came out, apparently, and I don't know that people knew this. She dated Anthony Hopkins in the early 90s, around the time he made The Silence of the Lambs. She said she was so creeped out by his performance as Hannibal Lecter, she could not be intimate with him.
I 100% understand that.
Poor Sir Anthony.
100%.
He's looking for a little loving from Martha. And she went,
Martha's like, I'm out.
It's not a very good thing. Get out.
Yeah.
This is a very bad thing.
She has the power to do that.
All right.
Wow, interesting.
Today in celebrity breakups.
Okay.
Marrying kind, not for everyone.
Didn't we talk about Martha is dating? She's dating someone, right? She has a boyfriend?
She has a boyfriend.
But we don't know who it is.
We don't, but we know Snoop Dogg, her best buddy, approves of it. So that's really all you need to know. As long as Snoop is on board, everything is fine.
Everything is fine.
Yeah. Maybe Anthony Hopkins will end up with Pamela Anderson. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
She's going for number six. He won't last that long, let's be honest.
Stop it. Come on. We've had enough death this year
already. #mom. Confessions. He is alive, isn't he? Yeah, he's alive.
Yes. What is wrong with you?
720 and 920. We search that hashtag on our socials, and we share them just like this.
Aaron Ryan said, before you buy your kid that toy that plays a cute little song, ask yourself, do I want to have that cute little song stuck in my head for forever?
No, you probably don't.
You don't. Buy the silent toys. At Twinstant Family said, went out to dinner last night and overheard a guy kept telling his 2-year-old, hey, stop it. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't know how toddlers work.
Yeah, or cats.
Or dogs.
I feel bad.
Or husbands. Hey, stop it, okay? Just wanted a massage.
Pam, stop getting married.
Stop it.
Stop it, Pam. Bad girl. Bad.
Lori Cornjerker.
I'm sure she's heard that before.
Said, this morning I walked in on my 11-year-old and saw him standing in the closet.
He wasn't Cornjerking, was he?
I don't know. I think that's her last name, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry.
Okay, I'm going to start this over.
Go ahead.
This morning I walked in on my 11-year-old and he was standing in the closet. When I asked him why he was standing there, he replied with, I like to fart in here. #, how's your day going?
Hey, Pam, we got a husband for you in about 7 years. This could be number 8, okay? #mom.
Confessions.
Every morning, 720 and 920. Share them. We could share yours right here. It's Robbie Rogel, intern Vince. I did something I have only rarely done in the past.
Okay.
I updated the apps on my phone. I did a little phone update.
Really?
Now, I'm an iPhone guy. I do like the iPhone. I could handle it. I started off with, the big brick, and then eventually moved to the Razr.
Yes.
And I was a BlackBerry person.
Yes.
And I did like the BlackBerry, but once that little ball started rolling, you had a lot of trouble with the BlackBerry, so I switched to iPhone, and I've been with iPhone for a while.
You've never done Samsung?
Never done Samsung. Oh, okay. Held on to the iPhone 3, by the way, for a long time, because I was afraid of losing the home button.
Yeah.
But now I'm okay with just the touchscreen. Okay. And I have, what do I have? An 11, I think?
You have an 11.
So I'm not up to date, per se, but I'm fairly up to date.
Not too far behind.
I guess a 2 or 3 year old phone. I get a little nervous with the updates because you always hear people say after one of these iOS updates thing happen or one of the Facebook needs to update, whatever it is, that there's bugs, right? Mm-hmm. It takes a while. But I was having a little trouble with some of the apps. And so I said, I'm going to go ahead and do this because I keep getting a little thing pop up and go, would you like to update your apps?
Yeah.
So this morning I did it. I put the Wi-Fi on. Is you get an update with the Wi-Fi, and I updated my apps.
And what do you think?
And now I'm totally miserable and stressed out because everything looks different. I'm not sure where things are. It's
It's
all these new prompts. Yeah,
the Facebook update happened like 2 years ago, so I don't. I'm trying to remember what the old one.
Wait, hang on a second. So the Facebook update I just did this morning is 2 years old.
Yeah, because you had one that I've seen it before. Like when you go to look at your settings, it was all like in a straight line, and it just had the, like, if you wanted to go to settings or personal info, you would just click it. And now they're like these boxes, right? Is that what you have now?
Yeah, I don't understand why all these apps need to update as frequently as they do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you go into Macy's and Macy's looks like Macy's. You buy a can of Coca-Cola, it tastes like Coca-Cola. Why do we have to update these things this often and completely change it just
because like
cosmetic
you said,
perfect?
You kept getting bugs and stuff on your.
No, I don't get bugs. I just said it was just moving slowly and things weren't loading properly. But you read people are always complaining when there's these systems updates that their phone doesn't work right. It's very stressful, don't you think? Wish they could just leave well enough alone.
Here's the thing. If you keep up with the updates, it doesn't become that stressful because it doesn't change all that much. Mm. So they'll just do one little change here, one little change there, and then eventually you have all of them, whereas you wait 2 years to do them, so everything looks completely different.
So it's basically like my Facebook was going to its high school reunion.
Yes.
Like, man, you've gotten old. Look at you. I remember you like you were 18 again. So.
Now, I don't really do Twitter all that much, but that's your favorite of all of them, just Twitter.
That one did not dramatically change. Facebook dramatically changed with the update.
And what about Instagram?
Instagram, not dramatically. Matter of fact, my bank app looks a lot different. And that's
really?
Very stressful. Yeah. I mean, of all things, your bank app, you want to be ease of
How
access.
How is that different?
It's just, it's got all the buttons are moved in different places. And by the way, all of this might have been for nothing because I have not done the iOS 15 update yet. And there's a couple of them said we can update to the newer version, but you can't get the newest version because you haven't done the iOS update.
But again, once you do that update and you just, now you're just stepping one up, it won't be that different because they don't always change everything. That change that you have now was done like 2 years ago and you just refused to update anything ever.
I have to tell you, if I didn't have a show, if we weren't doing the show and I didn't need to keep connected, or if I didn't have if I wasn't managing people and have a staff working for me, I think I would have just a flip phone.
You say that all
you
the
would
time.
Still have dial-up.
Yeah. I have like a burner phone. Like
There's
I was
no way.
Like I was an international criminal.
No, you say that all the time, and I can't.
I am telling you, if we weren't doing, the minute that the show is over, the minute I retire, I am never looking at a cell phone again.
Can I have that in writing?
What? Yeah.
I want it in writing, because like there's no way.
When you're retired, you're going to only use your phone to listen to other jocks on the air and just judge them nonstop.
I think it's going to be all robots by the time I'm able to retire.
If you're ever able to retire.
I'm hoping that you guys, I'm hoping I get out of this and you guys are able to carry on without me.
That's good luck with
that's
that.
That's what I hope. So, so I'll be sleeping while you're in here doing the show.
Thanks for having that much confidence in my career.
Yeah, I think that'll be fine. Now, let me ask you this. I do have some apps, and I have more than I used to gradually over time. I've got some more. Uh-huh. Is there an app that you have on your phone? Because I know, Vinny, I've never looked through your phone, but I've seen Rochelle's phone, and she's got pages of apps. And not only, you know, mine are just all on the screen, but you've got pages of app categories and little folders on your phone.
Yeah, I have folders.
Is there an app that I would be surprised you have or that you're embarrassed that you have that's weird? Like for me, I have an app, and if you look at it, it's kind of a weird little icon. It's a pink icon. It's a sparkly pink icon, and it's the Slim and Skinny your picture, so you can't see my beer belly.
I actually have an entire folder full of the folder is called Photo Editor, and I have Photo Editor. I have baby pics because it like allows you to do graphics on the kids' pictures and stuff. I have two pic collages. I have one called YouCam Makeup. PixArt. I mean, I have probably...
I don't think any of these are embarrassing. These are all just for your photos.
I don't
know
if I have any... I guess the only one that, like, if someone went through my phone, opened an app that I would find kind of embarrassing, I have one called Avia, and it's actually a fertility app, and, like, you keep track of all of your stuff and things
and spoiler
and
alert, the app is empty.
Yeah, mine has been, like, the last couple months is pretty sparse here, but
okay, can we move on
from
this?
I'm just saying, that is probably the only app that I have that would be...
That's a medical app. There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
It's not really medical,
sure.
Per se.
It's like, happening with your body.
I also use it, you know, to like show you that there's no hearts at all this month or last month or the month before.
What's a heart mean? That there was playtime?
Yes.
Vinny, how uncomfortable are you feeling right now?
Actually, I showed Vinny this app. Remember, Vinny?
Why?
For his girlfriend.
Oh, educational purposes.
Okay. I don't even want to know what's on your phone, all right?
Yeah, let's just not ask.
Let's just shut it down.
Shut it down
and do a little restart. Thanks for staying in touch on all the socials. Wherever you get your podcast, just search Robbie and Rochelle. All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five stories trending this morning. We thought you needed to know to be in the know, so here you go. Number one. By the way, should we count up or down? Sometimes I think we should start at number five and count up. Or maybe these are just in no particular order.
I mean, why don't you start with three? All right. Just work your way around it.
Number three.
Oh, that's weird. Don't do that.
Number one?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying words
No,
now.
Go five. 5, 4, 3, 2, and number one.
All right, let's see how that feels.
All right,
is that
let's
fine?
Try that.
All right, play the thing. There we go. Number five. There's a TV reporter. Her name is Tori Yorgi. Got hit by a car while doing a live shot on the side of the road. Now, the good news is she is okay. Amazingly, picks herself up and then gets knocked over by the car, picks up her microphone, and goes back to doing her live report.
Wow.
She works for a TV station in West Virginia.
They're not seeing any flakes, but wet roads, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's a first for you.
I mean, who is this Ron Burgundy? This poor girl just got hit by a car.
Oh, my gosh.
Back to you, Tori.
Whatever they're paying her is not enough.
What? There's nothing important enough going on in West Virginia that she needs to continue the report. You need to go get checked out at the ER and make sure you're okay. You just got run over by a car.
Crazy.
Did not seem to care, though, did he? that was my cousin. My cousin Vern.
He asked if she was okay.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact. Huh?
Number four, this is exciting. Peter Billingsley is going to return as Ralphie in A Christmas Story Part 2, or I guess this is Christmas Story 3, because there was
a Part 2
that he was not in. This is called A Christmas Story Christmas. It takes place now that Ralphie is an adult.
Oh, okay.
Aunt Clara had for years labored under the delusion that I was not only perpetually 4 years old, but also a girl.
So I wonder if he'll be the grumpy dad now.
You got to imagine he's going to be in a pink jumpsuit again.
Oh, I sure hope so.
This is a thing where people wear these jumpsuits for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a friend who's like 70 years old and took a picture of himself on Christmas wearing the pink bunny suit from the movie. So.
You and I have a picture in the pink bunny suits.
No, that was against my will.
You're so tall, they had to put two of them on you because it wouldn't zip up all the way.
And just for the record, we went and did a live broadcast from where they filmed the movie. This wasn't some weird, you know, some Eyes Wide Shut situation, okay? Just want to be clear about that. That movie, by the way, expected on Disney Plus later on this year.
All right.
Number three, there's a feud brewing. It's between Tom Brady, the Patriots, and Aaron Rodgers.
Uh-oh.
Wheezing footballs.
This is too firm for the Patriots.
Oh, I see. So that's a Patriots-Brady joke.
Gate. Yeah.
What does Aaron Rodgers have a beef with Tom Brady about?
I have no idea.
Do they even know each other?
Well, obviously they do.
QBs, yeah.
I don't know.
There seems to be... Tom has not commented, by the way, hasn't weighed in on the feud.
Oh,
yet,
no.
So.
You know, I'll have my opportunity to try to figure out what happened and, you know, figure out a theory like everyone else is trying to do.
We'll see what happens there. Number two from Today in Political Correctness.
That is correct.
Playboy has issued a statement. Apparently there's mounting criticism because a number of former Playboy bunnies have talked about how crazy life was inside the Playboy mansion when Hugh Hefner was still alive. They say that's the past, and they're making an effort every single day for safety, security, accountability. And that's fine, I suppose. But,
yeah.
I mean, they are a magazine for sexy time. I mean, that's what it's for. So, I mean, I don't know how progressive you can be when the core of your business model is showcasing women in sexy poses, right?
I guess. Well, maybe they're saying that's not what it is anymore. It's about empowering women rather than just,
I mean, I guess,
you know.
So. It's just that it's a different, makes you a different magazine, right?
I guess. I don't think they're even a magazine anymore, are they?
No, I guess they're just a
website. It's just an online thing.
Meanwhile, M&M has said that they are changing the female M&Ms to look less sexy. Their green M&M now wears sneakers instead of knee-high boots, and the brown female M&M now wears heels instead of stilettos.
Oh,
are there
okay.
people that thought the M&M was sexy? What is that?
There's something for everyone.
Who needs Playboy when you can just watch an M&M commercial? What is that?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Hey,
I do think.
Can we go to the candy store? You turned on by the M&M lady?
I do think the M&M putting the sneakers on are more hip because sneakers are like way more in than stilettos now. But
I didn't know there were people. We need to correct this because there's people that are objectifying M&Ms. What is wrong with you? Number one, Amazon is opening its own department store. This is going to be the first of many if it's successful. They're opening it just outside Los Angeles. It's Amazon style. They say it'll be like a smart shopping experience online, only in a store. Imagine that. Now, Amazon, this is why people use Amazon, is because you don't want to go to the store. You want to open up your computer. When you need something, you need it fast.
I agree.
You buy online.
I agree.
This is like, I don't understand why Colgate has a Facebook page. What do I got to follow Colgate to learn more about toothpaste? Why do you have a Facebook page?
I really do agree with you, but as somebody who has to try on their clothes, and anything you buy from Amazon is 35 sizes too small.
That's why they have stores that sell clothes. Amazon is a website.
But their clothes,
so you go online when you need Amazon, you go to the mall when you need a real store. Why do we need the computer?
I think it's a girl thing. You're not going to understand.
Well,
you got to try it on.
Don't understand why men are turned on by green M&Ms. I'll tell you that.
I got to tell you, my weirdo meter is at 11.
Are there women that are turned on by that dopey M&M that always knocks Santa Claus over in a Christmas commercial?
I'm not turned on by him, but he's cute.
Love it, God. Monday, world famous celebrity birthday file, Misha Barton. She is 36 today. Tatiana Ali, 43. Ed Helms from The Hangover, 48 today. Matthew Lillard. Neil Diamond celebrates his birthday today.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of this show.
Today is National Peanut Butter Day, National Compliment Day, and Beer Can Appreciation Day.
Yes, because we definitely need that.
Beer.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
We were talking about Amazon opening its own store. So we get to thinking about shopping, purchases, online versus in person, and so forth. Is there something that you will spend a ton of money on? Well, on the other hand, this thing, and probably an important thing, you cheap out on. Now, immediately I thought, I'm the kind of person, I'll spend $100 like that buying wine.
A bottle of wine, yeah.
We're something of wine aficionados.
You are, yeah.
I mean, you know your stuff.
No, I love wine, but, you know.
Every bottle tastes good to you?
Yeah, it's fine.
But on the other hand, especially when I was single, living by myself, I would buy the one-ply toilet paper for 69 cents.
You want, like, the 35-cent toothpaste on the bottom of the... You always tell
always
me to
go
buy
to the bottom
your,
shelf.
Right. You always tell me to go to the bottom shelf for all your
no
stuff.
No brand name cereal for me.
Ridiculous.
Doesn't mean I don't like the brand name cereal. It just means this is how cheap I was, but then I'll go and blow $200 on an expensive bottle
just
of wine for myself.
Crazy to me.
Yeah. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. I do the same thing with a car, by the way. I would justify spending six figures on a car.
And live in a box or something.
And then live in a cardboard box in an alley, you know?
I think there's a lot of stuff that I cheap out on, especially if it's for me.
You don't only cheap out. You just don't buy it.
Yeah. Like if it's for me, I'll be totally cheap. But if it's something for you or the kids, it doesn't matter how much it is. I'll get it. It has to. But,
you realize that we have a joint bank account, right?
Yes. But I justify it, I guess, is like, I'm not buying something for me.
Although for tax purposes, we file separately.
That's right. That is correct.
Just in case the IRS is too good.
I would have to say my splurge, though, would be on shoes, because I will spend a lot of money on shoes if I really like them, or purses. I love a nice expensive purse. I know it's expensive. I know you don't need it, but they last longer and I can justify it more. I don't spend a lot of money on like my beauty products and stuff, which I should, because I have terrible skin and I really need to not buy like
you're prancing around with your Louis Vuitton purse.
Right.
No makeup.
Right, exactly.
I'm wearing my sweatpants. I just rolled out of bed, but I got my $4,000
exactly.
purse.
Exactly. Like, my skin's completely broken out because I didn't buy lotion, but I've got nice shoes and a nice purse. Like, I don't know.
That pimple's about to pop. Look at that lady. All right, so there's something that you would spend a ton of money on, but then somehow you would not, okay? You chintz out on it a little bit. You're a cheapskate. That's your He Said.
She said.
We're talking purse strings today, just underway with this morning's He Said.
She Said.
So you'd spend a ton of money on this thing, but then this probably more common, more of a necessity item, you're a cheapskate. You don't want to spend any money on it. You cheap out to the best that you can.
Sam said, I spend a ton on supplements and vitamins and cheap out on my car. I could really use a new one, but I refuse to have payments.
You just pick your car up, huh? You're working out all the time?
Just push it. You'll be fine. Just push it.
I pick things up. I put them down. Lug alert.
Hillary said, I spend a lot on eating out and I cheap out on clothes. I won't buy anything unless it's on sale.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
That's fair. I think we probably do that too. We eat out and spend more on food than
although you want to look good when you go and eat out for the most part.
That's true. But you can get it on sale. I do understand that.
Yeah.
Dean said, I spend tons on craft beer, but cheap out on the wine. I'll drink the $2 Chuck, but you'll never catch me with a cheap beer.
Yeah. See, I'm the same way but opposite. Right.
Yeah. Because
I love light beer, Miller Lite. If I'm going to have a beer, I'll drink something very light like that. But on the other hand, I'll spend $200 on wine.
Well, there you go.
And then I'm somewhere in the middle when it comes to spirits. And also, it's alarming the strong opinions I have on all alcoholic beverages. goes to show you what it's like in this business.
Yes.
Line one.
I'll spend lots of money on Grubhub, but I will cheap out on restaurants.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's fair. The convenience of having someone come to your house.
The other thing I don't like about it is you get those big plastic containers when they bring all the food from the restaurant. I don't know. It's just like it fills up your trash in one swoop, you know?
Unless you're your mother and she keeps them forever.
Yeah, but they're a little flimsy, don't you think?
Always bringing up my mother.
All right, thanks for calling. Let's go to line two.
Okay, so I spend a lot of money on my nails, like acrylic nails.
Uh-huh.
But anytime my boyfriend wants to go to a movie, I'm like, how much is that? How much is parking? Like, popcorn is so expensive.
Yeah. Can we go to a matinee?
Also, how are you eating popcorn or bigger? How are you eating popcorn or big acrylic nails? I feel like that'd be a challenge.
No, it's easier. They're like little clogs.
No butter on the fingers.
Well, that's true.
Thanks for being there. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Some more of your answers coming up. So you'll spend a ton of money on this thing, but you cheap out on this, on this other more common item. That's your He Said.
She Said.
More of your answers are on the way.
It's He Said. She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Talking this morning about your purchasing power. Things you'll spend a ton of money on, and then things that you hate to spend a ton of money on that you just cheap out on. You say, well, I'll take this. I'll spend money on that. I don't want to spend money on this. I was just scrolling through my text messages. I don't know if I mentioned this, but we went back and forth talking about the movie The Polar Express with with our big, big boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned to him, Vinny brought it up, and I said, I've never actually seen the movie in its entirety. And I see a lot more movies now because we get all the streaming services.
Yeah.
And I was so opposed to getting all the streaming services but I would spend $250
so much money.
On cable.
And you watch nothing. You
and I would never
watch.
And now
on.
I watch movies all the time, and I think on the whole, I'm spending less.
You absolutely are spending less.
Sometimes all of this works out that way.
Chelsea said stationery. I love nice papers and pens, and I cheap out on my shoes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a type A personality right there, isn't it? I like nice stationery and pens.
Oh, I get that, too.
I like Staples and Whiteout. Anybody use Whiteout anymore?
I don't know. Probably.
What was? Remember that there was a specific Whiteout when you used to use a typewriter? You remember
Sorry. No, I do.
If you made a mistake with the typewriter.
No, I know.
There's a little thing you could put in there and it'd type over.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember what it's called.
All right, let's just move on from that. Pretend it didn't happen, okay?
Mallory said, I spend all my money on my kids and nothing on myself.
I'm sorry.
And Chris said, I spend a lot of money on my bike and I cheap out on everything else.
I wonder if he means his bicycle or his motor. I hope he means his motorcycle.
I'm sure. I'm not sure, but I think he... I don't know.
Ding, ding, ding.
Check out my new basket.
It's like Miss Gulch driving through the neighborhood. I'll get you, my pretty.
Oh, I don't like it.
Line three.
So I spend lots of money on my hair, but I totally cheap out on makeup.
Interesting. Is there a reason?
Well, I've tried spending more on makeup. I've bought like $40, $50 foundation, and the $10 stuff from CVS is just as good, really.
Well, that's a good reason to cheap out on it, then. No reason to spend extra money if you don't feel like you need to.
What kind of a hair situation do we have going, if you don't mind my asking? Are we...
I do blonde highlights, so I have to have them done like every 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are tough to do on your own.
It's the coloring. We don't have like a Rick James Jerry curl going here. Okay.
No. All right, thanks for being there. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. We'll keep this going. You want to text us or answer under the graphic we have on our Facebook page. You spend a ton of money on this, but not on that. You'll cheap out on that. That's your He Said.
She Said.
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by Deluxe Car Care, LLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.